I would give you just one benchmark. Immediately after the Libyan outbreak, the fighting in Libya, within the next day, the price of oil went up $12. Now, nothing had changed in the global supply the next day. So what was the market reacting to? It was reacting to some level of insecurity about what the future supply was going to be. So that is people pricing in to the global market what they believe their cost is going to be sometime in the future, building in their concerns and their worries about other possible supply disruptions and the ability of the market to respond to that. As time goes by and people see how the market responds, then it adjusts back.
What do you think it goes up
and down.
What do you think the price would be today if it was based on fundamentals of just supply and demand?
Well, again, if you were to use a pure economic approach, the economists would say it would be set at the price to develop the next marginal barrel.
What do you think that would be today?
Well, it's pretty hard to judge, but it would be, you know, when we look at it, it's going to be somewhere in the $60 to $70 range if you said, if I had access, that's the assumption, if I had access to the next marginal barrel, what would it cost, everything in, to put the next barrel of supply in? Now, as soon as I develop that one and it depletes, then the next barrel marginal cost goes up.